So I think the question that you always raise is when you get like a Captain Marvel film directed by Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck, and you look back at their previous work, you know, you mentioned Half Nelson, Mississippi Grind. I was just looking back at my review of Mississippi Grind, and which of course stars Ben Mendelsohn, and the way that you know that film is very tactile. It's very much about the space that this thing happens in. It's got a very sort of 70s feeling, California Split, Five Easy Pieces. You know, refers to films like The Gambler and maybe even Hard Eight, actually, the Paul Thomas Anderson film. And I was just looking back and thinking it was such a profound experience, that film. And then what happens is you take that and you bring it into the Marvel world. And the question is always, in that tussle, in that give and take, who has the upper hand? I mean, they were talking there about Taika Waititi and Ryan Coogler being people that were brought in, you know, specifically to inject that unique thing that they have into the Marvel Universe. And I think that when this kind of collaboration works the best, it's that you've got something that's a great big, you know, behemoth, but you manage to bring in something which is new and fresh and invigorating. I think in the case of Captain Marvel, it's a sort of 50-50 draw. I think that there are things in it that I like very much that are absolutely to do with Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck. And I think there are things in it that feel much more like it is the formula, it is the franchise moving forward. And I personally, I would have liked it to be more quirky, more odd, more, you know, more in the realm of Mississippi Grind. But I also understand that I'm a 56-year-old man and nobody is sitting around in Marvel going, well, let's make sure that audience member is satisfied. So firstly, on the plus side, I think it's fun. I think it does have a sense of fun about it. I mean, it's interesting the saying there about, you know, Brie Larson training for a year and arriving exhausted, because of course she doesn't look exhausted at all. She looks like she is, you know, combat ready. She's such a brilliant actor. And actually, if you get those kind of performances, that and Samuel L. Jackson, who's kind of, you know, we know that he can do it. Plus, interestingly enough, when you were talking about that de-aging process, the first time I saw Samuel Jackson, I thought, wow, that's very clever. And then I never thought about it again. I just thought that is a younger version. I did think that scene was not intrusive at all. It didn't bother you at all, did it?
It didn't bother me. I admired it.
Yes, well, you admire it, but you don't sit there in every shot thinking, wow, doesn't Sam Jackson look young? You just think that's a younger version of Nick Fury, and that's absolutely fine. I actually thought that was special effects when they're at their best are so special that you don't notice them. And I noticed it at the beginning, and I didn't notice it after that. I think that, you know, for me, I like all the sort of retro stuff. I like the 90s stuff. I like the constant repetitive gag about CD-ROMs. And what's it doing? It's loading. It's loading.
Yes.
And of course, you know, for people of a certain age, we completely remember that if you turn the computer on and you'd give it a disc and you'd go away and, you know, make your tea and come back and it was still thinking about whether or not to do it. So that stuff all appeals to me.
The BBC still have computers like that, actually.
Yeah, and every time you come in here to the BBC, you have to ask somebody what your password is, because you don't know. So that stuff I found entertaining. There is also a certain kind of amount of the sort of wry retro comedy that you got, for example, in something like Guardians of the Galaxy. I think the problems are the narrative is not as clearly told as perhaps it could be. I mean, one of the problems, and you had this even in just setting up the interview, is identifying who is what at any one point of the thing. Because when you'd done the introduction, you immediately said, of course, she's not that at that point.
Yes, because I introduced it by saying Brie Larson is Captain Marvel, which she isn't at that point. Annette Bening is Marvel, and she kind of isn't.
So, you know, that's fine. So, you know, there are sort of complex threads going on here. And always the key to these things is how well do the filmmakers lead us through those complex threads, which fit into all the other movies. And, you know, regardless of how independently something stands, they do have to tie into the rest of the world. It was interesting when Ryan Fleck said, I think this is a standalone movie. My feeling is that it is definitely a part of the rest of the universe, and I think I'm not entirely sure that it stands alone in the way that some of the other movies do. I also think comparing it to, you know, for me, comparing it to Wonder Woman, I mean, I thought Wonder Woman had more brio about it, had more sort of more of a kind of visceral feel to it. But that said, I kind of, you know, I enjoyed it enough. I thought the jokes were funny. Some of them were over-laboured, but that's fine. I did laugh. What I didn't feel that it was magical particularly. I didn't feel at any moment that I was completely swept up in it. Although I do also understand that, as I said when I was reviewing Avengers Infinity War, I don't have as much invested in this world, partly because of my age, partly, you know, I'm just not as invested in the Marvel world as the core fans are. So bear in mind, if I say it didn't sweep me up, it didn't capture me in its magic, that may be as much a function of me watching it and thinking. To conclude, I thought it was fine. I think Brie Larson is good. I think there are moments in which you see the sparkle of the film that those filmmakers have made before. I wanted more of that. I wanted it to be odder, to be stranger, to be more out there. I think as it is, it's perfectly fine. And I have seen enough superhero movies that I didn't find were perfectly fine. So I think it's perfectly fine. But I didn't find it, I'm honest, I didn't find it much more than that.
I think it is so much better.
Okay, no, fine. Well, go ahead.
So much better.
Okay.
And I thought you were going to like it a whole lot more. I thought it was joyful from start to finish.
Okay.
I think Brie Larson was terrific.
Yes, she is terrific.
I thought the jokes were funny. I thought Samuel L. Jackson...
The jokes are funny.
And I always enjoy, because I'm older than you and I don't really follow all the ins and outs of it, but I like the standalone movies. I mean, Black Panther is the standout, you know, I just thought that was sensational. And it's not as good as Black Panther, but it's not far behind.